We're fighting for our survival as a nation.
Weeknights at 6.
Do we want a healthy, prosperous economy, or do we want an increasingly centralized, ubiquitous, iron-fisted police state?
97.3, The Sky.
Yeah, sometimes he's a bleeding hard lefty, John Bon Jovi, but he could also be a hero, and he was. 8:20 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Don't forget, we know you're busy. We'll make it easy. On demand in one place, the Bob Rose Show podcast. Mm. Yep. You get it wherever you normally get your podcast. Just click on subscribe. John Bon Jovi was videoing a video to go with his new song. And they didn't close off the area to the public. This was in Nashville on a bridge. Well, while things were kind of going on, there was a little break. And he was walking. He noticed this woman was clearly outside of, you know, the kind of, well, it's fancy, but it's like a fence. Yeah, the railing. She's on the other side. Like, hey, lady, you're on the wrong side. Well, she was attempting or thinking about, very seriously, it would appear, jumping. Yeah. And they caught it on video. They can see Bon Jovi approaching the woman, and he keeps his distance, but yet tries to talk to her a little bit. And a colleague, I guess, of Bon Jovi's, probably helping with the video as well, the two of them ended up talking her off the ledge and into safety. Wow. You know, that's nice. The kind of that's celebrity awesome. Story we like to hear. Not Taylor Swift and Kamala Harris. Yeah. Right. So anyway, good job. And he is known for his philanthropic work. And he is the real deal. We did a couple of charity softball games and raised a decent amount of money back in the day. First when his career first started and then when he was at the top of the charts. So anyway, yeah, a little left of center politically, but other than that, a darn good guy. Tulsi Gabbard, she watched like everybody else did the debate, and she said the kabuki worthy facial expressions modeled by Kamala Harris during the presidential debate had many viewers kind of perplexed or rolling in the aisles or just not sure what was going on. And Greg and I talked about this off the air, where here's one of the conspiracy theories is she had these brand new pearl earrings that actually you could send audio through it. There, a German company, Nova, has developed it. They look very similar to earrings she normally wears from Tiffany's, right. My understanding. Is that real? Did she have a listening device? Honestly, I don't know. Would we be shocked? Probably not, but we don't know. But here's what we do know. I noticed right away when they did the split screen how Kamala had this certain body language, and she was leaning into the frame as though she had been coached. And she said, when they put you on split screen, and she had no idea, that, or at least that maybe they did tell her, kind of a head and shoulder shot. When you do that, lean in this way, and it will appear on the split screen, basically like you're getting in his face, you're holding your ground, you're taking on the bully and not giving up any ground.
Right.
And so Tulsi Gabbard basically said she must have taken acting lessons with Hollywood advisors before the debate.
Well, these are our actions and movements we've never seen of her before, ever.
Yeah. And Tulsi Gabbard, former Democratic congresswoman, now not a Democrat anymore, she said Kamala's goal, to act her way through this election. That's why she locked herself in a hotel room, taking extreme acting lessons, Gabbard said. She's got Hollywood advisors, stages, the Hollywood lights, in the hopes that her friends in ABC, and she does, by the way, have very high-level, very clear, deep connection or connections with ABC, just so you know that. That is absolutely true. And they might be enough to trick the voters to vote for her, but I don't think the American people are going to fall for this, Gabbard said. She recently endorsed Trump and is serving as an advisor to his campaign. During the debate, Kamala tried on a series of exaggerated facial expressions whenever Trump was speaking. Her on-camera mugging provoked widespread ridicule on social media. Yeah. And apparently her honeymoon period and this kind of bump she got in some of the numbers, some of the polling numbers, appears to be evaporating. Now, these numbers aren't post-debate yet. And I think, honestly, she will get a little nub. She'll get a little nub, and then that will start to go away. And I think that as you get closer and closer, and my gosh, October 21st, or a lot of, I know for our county, Alachua County, for Marion County, early voting starts October 21st. We're September 12th. So what is that, 5 weeks? 5 weeks. 5 weeks, and people are going to begin voting. How could you cast a vote for somebody who hasn't clearly outlined their policies? Who are you voting for? Do you really know? For the people that are intending to vote Democrat, oh, there's some that are going to vote D no matter what. Okay, forget about them. Then there's some that they're going to think they know Kamala, and they're going to vote for her?
Wow.
Do you really know her? Have you done any homework? Now, look, you might be a far-left wacko. And we know there's plenty in Gainesville, and they exist in pockets, you know, like Berkeley and stuff. So you might actually be voting for her knowing exactly who she is. But I think that percentage is far, far removed from what it would take to win. And of course, she knows that. Hence the reason why she has kind of adjusted her policies. And when I say adjust, I mean 180 degrees opposite. And the way in which she's doing it, like, she could maybe explain her change in policy. But when it comes to, like, for instance, the fracking thing, she clearly said it a number of times that she would ban fracking. She said it out loud many times. It's on record. And then she went on the debate and denied that she ever was for banning fracking. Now, that is an obvious lie. Along with a bunch of other ones that she told, both about herself, her policies, and then, of course, also about Trump, she still tried to stick that Project 2025 on him, that anybody who's looked into it, and everybody knows, he has nothing to do with that, and he's not necessarily supporting that at all. But she's trying to tie it to him because the Democrats don't have much. They've got smoke and mirrors, okay? They've got perception versus reality. But they also have 90% of the media, the lefty media, on their side. And that is significant. 8:28 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. The sheriff of Alachua County is going to join us in about 30 minutes or so. Yeah, we look forward to that. 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending on The Sky.
Hunter Biden showed up to federal court.
Changing his plea. Guilty.
The news that's trending.
The Russian government.
We would greatly appreciate it if Mr. Putin would A, stop talking about our election, and B, stop interfering.
The news that's now.
My plan will rapidly defeat inflation.
Part of my plan is we will expand the tax deduction.
Georgia high school shooter was on the FBI watch list.
Now more news.
Updates every half hour.
Breaking news at once on News Talk 97.3. The Sky.